This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Well, plenty of concern remains over the health of Kootenay Ice forward Tim Bozon, who remains in a Saskatoon hospital battling meningitis. We'll have an update in moments. Spokane Chiefs forward Mitch Holmberg has joined the exclusive 60-goal club and is now chasing some Chiefs all-time history. Plus, former Saskatoon Blade and Regina Pat Derek Hulak will join us after being named the CIS Graduate of the Month as he awaits the national championships in Saskatoon. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Leon Draisaitl of the Prince Albert Raiders. We'll have more with him. Stable and improving. That's the latest on WHLer Tim Bozon, who remains in Saskatoon Hospital battling meningitis. The Kootenay Ice forward and Montreal Canadiens draft pick from Switzerland was admitted to hospital March 1st. The Saskatoon Health Region and the Kootenay Ice releasing a statement saying Bozon remains in critical condition but is stable and improving. His parents, Philippe and Helene, remain with him while Kootenay Ice general manager Jeff Chenault has also spent time at his side. His parents say they've been overwhelmed by social media messages of support from WHL fans and around the world. His former club in Kamloops trying to help out in any way, according to Director of Marketing Dave Chizowski.
We wanted to do something. You know, there's not a whole lot we can do, but there is a lot of concern, and we've got a banner that's going to be on display for our last couple of home games. We're going to give our fans an opportunity to just wish them well. We know that everybody wants them to recover from this, but it's another way that we can show our support as a hockey club and as a league. We're all on the same page here. We're all wishing them well, and that's what we're asking of our fans to do the same.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Spokane Chiefs forward Mitch Holmberg has become only the second player in the last 13 years to score 60 goals in a WHL season, joining former Medicine Hat Tiger Emerson Edom, who put up 61 in the 2011-12 season. And Holmberg, well, he did it in style on the road up in Prince George.
Mitch Holmberg has goal number 58. Just like that. How quick was that?
Faceoff cleanly won by Spokane, and that's been familiar as a collision at the line. Now a centering pass, Mitch Holmberg has scored again. A beautiful pass at the side of the net as Mitch Holmberg has just scored his 60th goal of the season to make it 6-0 for the Chiefs. Holmberg takes it up the right wing, cuts outside, and stuffs it past Steinberg on the power play.
Holmberg is also now tied with former Chief Pat Falloon for most goals in franchise history. He entered the weekend with 146. He will also begin the final weekend of the season with a 7-point lead atop the WHL scoring race.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
He is the WHL Graduate of the Month in CIS Hockey for the month of February, and it's just been a whirlwind of a month for Derek Hulak, the former Regina Pat and Saskatoon Blade, who not only won the Canada West scoring race, but also was named the MVP for Canada West. Derek joins us on the phone from Saskatoon, and boy, you know, I guess team success aside, it's been quite your fourth season with the U of S Huskies.
Definitely really, really happy with the way the season went. You know, obviously for us though, losing out first round of playoffs, definitely would have wished we would have made it to nationals, I guess, the right way. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're there and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, nationals coming up there. You'll host beginning on the 20th. A fourth year business student, Derek, you have a chance to finish up your degree and perhaps even pursue some pro hockey. Now, we've seen this done before. Definitely that option still remains as you will look to further your hockey career.
I mean, you know, for myself, I'm very fortunate where, I'll have some options next year. I'm hoping, depending on what happens here at nationals, with the U of S Huskies here, we got such a great program. I still do have an extra year of eligibility. So, there's always that route, and, wait and see what comes at nationals here. Hopefully, our team can have a good showing and finish the season off right. And then just, kind of see where things go from there.
You know, this is an award now that you will share with your family as your brother Dan won this award. I'm not sure if you knew that about 12 years ago.
Yeah, no, we actually, I think I texted him right after I found out, and we kind of pieced it together that he had won it back when he played. So it's definitely a tremendous honor. And, you know, whenever you can get recognized by a league such as the WHL, it's a real honor. And we're both very happy to have been, you know, lucky enough to have been a part of that.
Derek, you started with the Regina Pats, then traded to the Saskatoon Blades. I think you were a good two-way forward at first, but then really put up some good numbers at the end of your WHL career. What did the WHL prepare you for now as you sit in your fourth year of education and playing CIS hockey?
You know, the WHL has prepared me for a lot. You know, it's a league where, you know, you're playing 72 games at a very young age, and it teaches you a lot about time management. And that's probably the main thing that I've taken with me into my CIS career is balancing four or five classes a semester with practice and games. It's it can be a pretty hectic schedule, but it's something that you've done before. Whether it's riding on the bus, whether it's practice and workouts every day and things like that. And the WHL does a great job of not only benefiting your hockey career, but turning you into a good person as well. So it's been a tremendous honor to have been able to play in that league.
Tell me about your WHL education scholarship and how it's helped out as you attend the University of Saskatchewan.
I think it's something that at a young age you don't realize how much it benefits you. I got a lot of other friends that I've grown up with that are going to university right now, and I guess just having one less thing to worry about, I guess, with the scholarship program, and having the teams take care of things like books and tuition and being there for a little bit of everything, whether it's tutoring help or things like that. So there's nothing that the WHL really hasn't done for myself and a lot of my teammates. So it's been amazing to be able to be part of the program, and I'm very fortunate and feel blessed that I've been able to go through it.
Great stuff, Derek. Well, hey, a great fourth year there at the University of Saskatchewan. I know you have a chance to redeem yourself as a team here at Nationals, which you'll host here coming up right away. Scoring champion, MVP Canada West, and I'm sure a national title would be the cherry on top. Derek, thanks for your time here on WHL this week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Leon Draisaitl's big week for the Prince Albert Raiders has led to a second Denny's WHL Player of the Week award this season. Voice of the Raiders, Drew Wilson, spoke with him about his recent play and the Raiders' big playoff push.
To be honest, in my opinion, it all starts with the defensive game. I mean, I think I've been playing better defensively lately, and that's what gives me the opportunities to create chances in the offensive zone, and obviously my teammates they made it easy for me. They made some phenomenal plays, so thanks to them for sure. Yeah.
Leon, how much has this drive for a playoff spot, the fight just to get into the playoffs, been a motivating factor?
Well, obviously that's pretty much the reason. I mean, we want to play playoff hockey, and that's the reason why we still trying to win our games, and we really want that playoff hockey this year. So I mean, like you said, that's the reason. It's because we want to play in the playoffs.
And Leon, we know we've talked a lot about the draft, and you're probably getting tired of answering the questions, but I'm going to pose a bit of a different one to you. The last little while, you've played head-to-head against Sam Reinhardt and the other night against Jake Virtanen. And how motivating is that when you go into a game knowing you're going to be going up against those guys?
Obviously, it's pretty motivating. But like I said before, it's definitely a great challenge to play against these guys head to head. But it's not about him or myself. It's about the team. It's not about Reinhardt against Draisaitl, Virtanen against Draisaitl. That's not what it is. It's about the team and winning hockey games. That's what it's all about.
Leon, thanks so much for this, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Drew and Prince Albert for his help. It is the playoffs next week, and we'll have a playoff preview show to kick it all off. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.